and we're very opportunistic, playing hard. That was good to see. So overall, pleased. But I think we get a lot better. You know, obviously this week when you play against William & Mary, we got to be able to stop the run and do different things. So we got a big challenge here ahead of us, and we look forward to this challenge this week with William & Mary.
First question for you this morning from Anthony Zacacco. Go ahead, Anthony.
Good morning, Coach. So you obviously mentioned that that first play for that 75-yard touchdown. How do you guys quickly turn the page after that, fight through adversity, and just, you know, turn your game around, keep your mind in check?
Yeah, good question. You know, I think, you know, obviously the Villanova game, there were a series of moments there that we kept emphasizing those 2 weeks there, how to overcome it in practice. And one thing I saw when they gave up the touchdown, I was looking for the body language of our players, you know, start pointing the finger and all this. And they took the coaching from Coach Lewis and myself and our defensive staff, made the corrections, and then obviously fixed it. You know, I think that was the biggest thing, was just the response of our players. When you start finger pointing, you start looking at down each other's throats, that's when things go south. And our guys didn't do that. They kept playing. And the offense was like, hey, we got you guys. You know, keep playing defense, defense, well, offense, special teams. So I think that was pretty much it. You know, I think we took the coaching and we moved forward.
Next question from Alexander tomorrow. Go ahead, Alexander.
Good morning, Coach. So Tyler Knopf had one of the best games from a quarterback in this program's history. What did you see from him that allowed him to be so efficient?
You know, obviously he starts the O-line. We did a really good job of protection. Number one, had time to throw the football. I think our skilled players, our receivers, our tight ends, and our backs, they were in the right spots, and they made some plays after the catch too. You know what I mean? We saw, you know, Josiah Williams make guys miss in space a few times, rolling different ways to give him the ball on the perimeter. He made guys miss. So, and then for his credit, he just controlled the system, did a really good job just taking what the defense gave him, found completions. When you're 85% throwing the football, that means you're doing that at a high rate. And we also had a couple drops too. So I think he just saw the game well. And I think he just played on his clock, played on his rhythm, and did a really good job of shooting the ball like a point guard. So, but also the credit to the guys around, they did a really good job helping him. And he just took that advantage of it, did a really nice job.
Will he be the starter this week as well?
Yeah, that's the plan. That's the plan for him to start.
Billy, we've talked often over the last few weeks. Your running game has been so good, and it's been such a big part of it. And then Tyler comes out and throws it 40 times and very efficient, as you said. Was that something going into the game that you thought that you might be able to open it up a little bit?
Yeah, you know, Rob, we did the self-scout, you know, for the first six games. Our GAs did a really good job and kind of told us what we had and what we were doing at a high rate, our tendencies. And so we kind of tried to stay off balance that way. And Coach Davis, credit to him, he found ways to get the ball to different players in different situations. And we knew that we had to throw the ball more to help us score more points. I think that was something that we were trying to emphasize. And I think the data and the analytics kind of told us, hey, man, find different ways to throw the ball on different downs. And we took advantage of that, and we completed the ball at a high rate. So I think that was more so the self-scout that you look at the first 6 weeks, things that you really emphasize and you got to get better at, and things you can break tendencies with. We did that, and Coach Davis did a really good job of calling it and putting our guys in situations to be successful.
Question from Alexander. Go ahead, Alexander.
Yeah, so 10 different guys had catches this past Saturday. How important is depth to this team?
I think it's important. I think ball distribution is important. I think that's really important. I think, you know, Mike Leach, rest in peace, he always brought up his balance being guys touching the ball, you know, different guys touching the ball. And when you have our tight ends involved in the pass game, our receivers, our backs, you don't just clue in on one guy. You know, the defense has to be cognizant of all, you know, eligible players, you know, and so that's good to see. And then obviously our younger guys got some reps too with the twos, and we rotated guys in. And you play over 80 snaps, you got to rotate guys in. And our coach did a good job preparing our guys. And it's good to see that. You know, it's just one guy getting the ball. You can really focus on that one player. You can cloud them, you can double them. When all five are eligible, can make plays, that kind of helps the whole offense have more variety.
And I know this wasn't Roland's best game of the season necessarily, but he still had over 100 rushing yards and he also had 61 receiving yards. What have you noticed since you really got here to this program in terms of his work ethic and being able to contribute in different ways?
Yeah, this week was good to see him catch the ball. If it's him catching the ball on the perimeter, it's just like running an outside zone or tossing it to him. It's just a different way of doing it. Instead of handing the ball to him, you throw it to him in the flat, and then you still got to tackle him. But proud of him. Really am, and really proud of him in the pass game this past week in protection too, but also just catching the football and being consistent. He's worked at that. He's always been a pretty good runner. He's always been physical and tough, but when you can catch the ball in the backfield as a back and you're another eligible, that's another stress for the defense. But proud of his overall work. He's got to get better this week with William and Mary. They're really good up front, really good on defense. So he's got a big challenge this week with these guys for sure.
Got a follow-up from Anthony. Go ahead, Anthony.
So we touched on the defense earlier as well, but talking about Rushon Lawrence and Rudy Silvera specifically, they seem to always make a big play when it's needed. What have you seen from those two players this season?
Yeah, Rashad's been obviously a really good player for us this year. He's played really hard. That's the biggest thing, Rashad, from this last year to this year. He was a little bit banged up last year, but he's playing hard. He's playing hard. He's playing consistent. He's doing his job. He's playing with great technique. Coach Hammonds does a good job of teaching those D linemen how to play the game and how to be efficient. And he's been really disruptive in pass downs. We move him around in different ways on the guard, on the center, on the tackle. So he gets different matchups, and he's been problematic. And then, Rudy, credit to him, the play before, two plays before that, they had a third down conversion where they scrambled and they got a third and long conversion. He was actually supposed to cover that receiver that got the first down. So, he could have went in the tank, but he came back two plays later. He trusted his technique, made a hell of a play on the ball. He was really disruptive in that game. And there was another play at a PBU on the goal line there on back shoulder fade. He got in phase and busted the ball out. But proud of those guys. Those guys have been really big for us. Obviously, you have a corner and you got a disruptive D lineman that can really help your defense. And I think the guys around those guys have helped them too. You know what I mean? So it's been a really good team defense. But credit to those two guys. They've really helped us this year for sure.
Bill, let's talk. It's easy to get caught up in the offense when you put up all those numbers. But after that big 75-yard play, you guys were pretty solid on that side of the ball. Only 7 points in the second half. What did you like about the way they were able to slow Towson down?
Yeah, I think part of it too was, the third quarter we possessed the ball, I think, over 12 to 13 minutes. So they were off the field a lot and they kind of lost rhythm on offense. So, but they did a really good job responding. I think our pass defense was really good. They're really good at throwing the football. Their quarterbacks, their schemes, their quarterback, and their pass catchers. That tight end's phenomenal too. So for us to kind of cover them up and be in phase, I was proud of that. It's really credit to our secondary and our backers and our D linemen creating havoc. So I thought we played really good team defense there after that and kind of settled in. And it was good to see that response.
Let's look ahead. William and Mary, another nationally ranked team on Saturday. As you've obviously a very powerful running attack, as you've started to look at the tribe, what are the challenges they present?
Yeah, they're 5-2 overall. Historical program for sure. They've won a lot of games. They got a lot of returning players that have won a lot of games in the past, so they know how to win. You talk about their offense, almost 34 points a game. You're almost rushed for almost 300 yards a game. You're doing something right, so they do a really good job offensively. They stretch you horizontally and vertically, make you cover every blade of grass. Got to have good eye discipline. I think that quarterback's a really good player. He's tough, he's slippery, he makes guys miss, can throw on the run, can play in the pocket, make plays. He's a really good player. He runs the show. And then obviously Yoder's been there forever. He's a physical back. Will run through you. He's got great contact balance. Emo's a good scat back, can run in between the tackles and put the ball on the perimeter. They're multiple of their receivers. Got guys that can play quarterback and throw the ball. And their own line's impressive. I mean, they're really impressive. They fire off the ball, man. So really good on offense. Do a great job schematically, and their players buy in that system. And then, defensively, their back end's really talented. They can run. They play a lot of match coverage. They'll challenge you. Their corner Jones is a really good player, very disruptive on the ball. Their backers are physical. They're a good sound defense. They'll hit you. So they do a really good job, man. They're well coached. They've won a lot of games in the past. So we got a lot of respect for William and Mary because they've done it for well for a long time. Not a flash in the pan operation by any stretch of the imagination. They do a really good job. So we'll have to prepare right. Starts tomorrow on Tuesday, Rob, and we look forward to this challenge. To be at home and. And to play a top 25 opponent, it's going to be a great challenge, and we got to do our best this week to have a chance to win this week.
All right, Billy, thanks so much for the time here this morning, and I look forward to talking to you next Monday.
Thanks, Rob. Take care.
All right, you too.